Brett Hollander back here on Sportsline on WBAL and WBAL.com, and we're joined now by a very important woman in the Baltimore metropolitan area, Angela Showalter, the wife of Orioles skipper and maybe the most popular person in the greater Baltimore metropolitan area right now, Angela.
Who, your Buck husband, or me?
Both of you. It might be tied for first right now.
No, that's Buck's honors. I like to stay in the background.
Well, he was honored yesterday. Sporting News Manager of the Year. His reaction to that?
Pretty stoic. You know him. Everybody knows how he is. But he did say that is a huge honor because you are voted on by your peers, and that meant a lot to him.
Well, I know that if he does not win the Major League Baseball's Manager of the Year on November 13th, I will be very unhappy. I'm sure he would never say that about not winning that award. And there have been times in the past where he was overlooked for the award. But to me, it's such a no-brainer, such a slam dunk that it'd be ridiculous.
Well, you know what? That's when you don't always just count that as a done deal. And as a family, we always just kind of sit back. When it happens, if it happens, you embrace it and enjoy it and celebrate it together. You know, not only for our family, but as the Baltimore Oriole family.
Now, after the loss to New York in Game 5, what was that process like? Coming home, the season's over. At what point was he able to kind of move on and move past it? Because I know the grind of, for him, it's 12 months a year. But when it starts, what was that like?
You know, first of all, when we came home and the overwhelming support of the fans showing up that late at night cold, you take that and you don't really kind of reanalyze it, for days. Because let's face it, that part of the year, everybody's pretty exhausted. You're tired. We had a little bit of odd change of events of travel, which we couldn't, it was just by circumstance certain things happened. And we were, everybody's exhausted. But you do walk away with it. But I know Buck shared with the players, he wants, that lump that's in your throat, you want it to stay there. And but it's great to see what it's like, and it gives you the passion to do it again the next year.
And for you, it couldn't have been a normal night. I mean, seasons have ended for Buck Showalter and the Showalter family without going to the playoffs or on the verge so many times. Does he wake up the next day and usual husband, father, Buck Showalter, or does it take a moment?
You kind of, decompress. It's kind of funny because he starts pointing out all these things that, he looks outside and sees birds and, the leaves changing. And I think he didn't even realize any of that stuff was going on. Life does go on whether you're in the World Series or not. But you slowly kind of unwind. You spend from February. Well, and then I guess really March, first into March, first of April, where 7 o'clock or there's a time clock and you're used to, managing a baseball game, and that's how the players are. And they're also wired differently, and then you have to just kind of stop all of a sudden on a dime. So it's an adjustment, for them.
Angela Showalter is with us in studio here on WBAL. We're going to talk about the real reason she's here, and that's about Kids Peace and their big event coming up on Saturday starting in Canton. We'll get to that in a moment, but I do want to share this one moment that I had a chance to see, and I hope it's not so much of a private moment, but in the tunnel at Camden Yards after Game 2 of the ALDS where the Orioles won at home, and I saw, I guess it was the first time you guys had seen each other after the win, you and your husband Buck, and there was a very sincere embrace there, which I thought was quite moving. I'm thinking about, you take this shot on this job, which is, I think by any reasonable measure, a long shot, I think, to outside observers, and you have this, as far as I'm concerned, somewhat of a crowning moment when you seeing the buzz around the ballpark and the town and the community is just on fire talking about baseball. And none of it was there 24 months prior or even 12 months prior. And you guys kind of shared in a moment. For Buck, those moments of the playoffs and seeing that ballpark and feeling the energy, what was that like?
It was amazing. I mean, even leading up to before the playoffs started, when the Yankee series, and to look around the stadium and see, a sea of orange and black, which I really had an emotional moment because Buck had originally talked about this, maybe in his first press conference with the Orioles, that he wanted to make sure that the Yankee fans and the Red Sox fans couldn't get a ticket. So it started with that, and then you realize how much it gives the city hope. It brings out the crowds. It rejuvenates everybody. School started, and then you kind of have that lull after school starts, and it just kind of just, like I said, revitalized the whole city of Baltimore, and it was really neat. And then the moment that you spoke of after that, we've been married. We'll be married 30 years. And
congratulations.
Thank you. And never ever does a situation like that ever get old. One is just as great as the other.
Wow, that's amazing stuff. And I think about Buck's name being introduced before Game 1 of the ALDS, and the place is rocking. And it's after this long rain delay. And, of course, Buck's the first name to be introduced before the starting lineup. And I see him come out, and he's looking at the Yankees, I guess, and then kind of peeks up at the whole thing. And I'm thinking to myself, if this guy's not thinking, I really built this moment. I think we all know that he's had such a significant role, more than most managers get an opportunity to have, to kind of recreate and create that moment to begin with. And I had to think that's what was going through his head. I'm sure he'd never admit to that, but... You know, take us inside what goes through a Buck Showalter's head in a moment like that.
Well, I might not know that very well myself, but actually, you know, I think some of that is, and I shared this with the wives and the girlfriends, you know, when you're in the playoffs, the days seem to drag by, and then we have the rain delays and stuff, and it's just like, because you can't wait to get to that moment to play, because you know that this, you know, that you're playing for a satisfaction at the end of the game for yourself and for the city and for the ownership, the Angelo family, and to have it delayed like that, and you know, you're just, you know, you're chomping at the bit to get out there. So I'm sure he was just quite glad to get out there and get on the field and get moving on to the purpose of the night.
Tell us about the game against the Cowboys for the Ravens at M&T Bank Stadium. Buck Showalter comes out dressed head to toe in Ravens gear at M&T Bank Stadium. The camera finds him, of course, right around the 50-yard line for the coin toss. He's on both Jumbotrons, and the crowd just erupted. It was a Ray Lewis type of ovation from 70,000-plus Baltimoreans. Tell us about that moment for you and for Buck.
I was down on the sidelines, and it is amazing because, you know, and all of the wins and all of the hard work that put into it, Buck didn't do it for that accolade. He did it, you know, because he wanted to win for the city of Baltimore, for the, you know, Angelo's family. But to be recognized like that, it's kind of an embarrassing moment, you know, that you kind of you go through. I know he kind of has that where you don't like the focus on you. You know, you want to keep the focus on the whole team and stuff. But yet it's very rewarding, and it's a very emotional event, too.
Angela Showalter is with us here on Sportsline. When we come back, we'll talk about the important stuff, and that's Kids Peace, the big event coming up Saturday in Canton. All the details and why this charity is meaningful to the Showalters, that's coming up next.